Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse, and we're going through relational verses thanks to the sponsorship of The Seven Deadly Friendships, which is my crazy book coming out on October 1st. These are scriptures that you will find throughout the entire book, so I'm giving you a little bit of a sneak peek, and these are relational verses. I wanted to take a quick moment to thank Pam Noling for her patronage of the Restory Show. If you would like to be a Patreon sponsor, anywhere from $1 to $1 million, most people are at like the $5 to $10 level, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. Thank you in advance for doing that. You'll get a free painting at the $5 level and one that I paint every single month for you. So there's other levels as well. So thank you so much to Pam for her sponsorship. And today we're reading in 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5 in the NIV. And it says this, "But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Have nothing to do with such people." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is a hard section of scripture out of 2 Timothy. Thank you for it, though, because it helps me not to feel so crazy. It helps me to realize that some of the people I've encountered, there is a name for them. And not to, you know, name names or anything like that, but there is a description of them. And Lord, it is hard to be in relationship with folks that have these kinds of traits. And Lord, I pray for the people listening today that have folks like this in their lives. Would you give them discernment? I mean, this scripture is pretty clear. Have nothing to do with such people. And what the scripture is talking about is people who, it says, having a form of godliness but denying its power. What I take away from that is that those are folks who use the name of Jesus in kind of a taking his name in vain. In other words, they are using the name of Jesus to create a front or a facade so that you will trust them, but behind closed doors, they are not who they seem. They are like what Jesus talks about, whitewashed tombs, when he's talking about the Pharisees. That is what he definitely spoke a lot about to the Pharisees, about this idea of you have this like faulty, false religion on the outside where you name God, and yet on the inside you're full of dead man's bones. And so some of these folks are lovers of themselves. Lord, as I pray for all the folks listening today, help us not to be lovers of ourselves, not in a we just don't want to be arrogant or prideful, Lord. And please search our hearts if we're in that place. Lord, we do pray for those in our lives who love money, who are boastful, proud, abusive, and disobedient. Lord, those are a lot of traits, and not good ones either. Those are all signs of the flesh. And if you read some of those flesh verses throughout the New Testament, these are all of those things. When someone is living in the flesh, they are all those things. They are abusive. They are ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control. In other words, they do whatever they want, whenever they want. I remember one time, Lord, when I was having a conversation with someone, and I think I've prayed this before, talked about this before in this podcast, but she talked about how she just needed to be authentic. And so then she spewed on people with her authenticity. And Lord, help us not to think that authenticity is the highest goal, but that love is the highest goal. And so authenticity is great, but it means that we need to be kind to people too in the way that we're authentic. Lord, help us to become lovers of the good. Help us not to be treacherous, rash, or conceited, or lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of you. You know, really The cure for this is a Holy Spirit infused life. And so that's what we pray for today. Give us discernment about people like this in our lives. Show us what the next step is. But Lord, more than that, we surrender to you and ask your Spirit to take control, because we will then experience the fruits of the Spirit. We will display those it will be so awesome and amazing. So Lord, thank you for transforming our lives so much that we don't have to be this list, but we do pray for the people in our lives that are this list, and we do ask for discernment. Thank you for another day to praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I do pray that you would experience the kindness and compassion of our Lord today. And today is World Wednesday. I'm so excited to be able to share this with you. Now, from now on, we're going to be doing the Lord's Prayer in different languages. If you speak another language other than English, we would love to have you do that. So you go to marriedandme.com, and there's a little microphone on the right-hand side, and you can quickly record the Lord's Prayer in your language. So how you would do it is you'd say your name, the language you're going to speak in, and then just go ahead and say and pray the Lord's Prayer in your language. So without further ado, here is today's World Wednesday.
Hi, Mary. My name is Christine, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois, and I speak Spanish, so I'd like to say the Lord's Prayer in Spanish. Padre nuestro que estás en los cielos, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga a nosotros tu reino. Hágase tu voluntad así en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, y perdonas nuestras ofensas, como nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, el poder y la gloria, por los siglos de los siglos. Amén.